This is episode 1068. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome back to our week of exploring conflict, how to manage conflict, following the wisdom of one of the great masters of warfare, Sun Tzu, from way back in the latter part of the 6th century when he wrote his classic, The Art of War, that is still used today. So we've been following excerpts from The Art of War and applying them to how we could manage conflict internally and externally within our lives. And in today's episode, you're going to discover a breathing technique to help you manage conflict. And you will find that your breath can become your most potent weapon when you're managing conflict, because your breath helps to manage the kind of state you're in. You'll know that when you're agitated, your breathing will be much shallower. And you'll also notice that when you're calm, your breath is slower, you're breathing a little more higher up in your nose, and you're breathing more deeply, using your abdomen more, allowing your diaphragm to expand, to oxygenate your entire body. This is the best way for you to be breathing. And to do this, when you're feeling agitated and you start to notice that shallow breathing coming on, you can simply relax your stomach muscles, letting your stomach hang out, not sucking it in. We like to go around looking a little trimmer, so we suck in our stomach. That actually cuts off a lot of oxygen, and you're not allowing your diaphragm to expand fully. When you relax your stomach, you allow yourself a full diaphragmatic breath where you tap into those small blood vessels in the lower part of your lungs. So, you see how powerful your breathing can be. And now you know the proper way to breathe. It's called a full belly breath. If you do yoga, you're probably used to breathing this way. When you inhale, you should feel your abdomen rise upward. And when you exhale, you should feel it sink back downward. Well, I want to share with you a little wisdom from Sun Tzu in regard to the breathing technique I'm going to share with you today. Now, I'm going to also mention that you get a double whammy today. You get a double whammy of benefits because I'm sharing with you Sun Tzu's wisdom, but I'm also sharing with you a breathing technique that a lot of free divers use. And this is a technique that was shared with me by Jesper, who's from Denmark, who's a longtime listener of the podcast and of my guided meditations on my membership site. And he is learning how to do free diving from a world master of free diving. And he's holding his breath now for up to 3 minutes, which is quite a long time. Can you hold your breath for 3 minutes? Well, when you practice these breathing techniques, you really expand your lung capacity. And this is a great thing for you because breathing properly and oxygenating your body is a great way to have more vital health, to reduce inflammation, and to oxygenate all your cells. So let me share with you Sun Tzu's wisdom, and then I'll share with you the free diver's breathing technique. I find that this is a breathing technique that's really useful when you're managing conflict, and you'll see what I mean when you do it. So here is the wisdom from Sun Tzu. He says, "Build your opponent a golden bridge to retreat across. So your golden bridge is going to be your breath. And then Sun Tzu also says, when you surround an army, leave an outlet free. Do not press a desperate foe too hard. So you may notice in your life, when you become really agitated or triggered by stress, when you pause and notice yourself, inhale deeply, naturally, you probably don't even have to remind yourself to do this. You just naturally do this as you interrupt this process of being triggered by stress. And when you do so, you allow yourself to gracefully exit the conflict. And people can sense this in you as well. And you may sense it in others when they pause and take a breath and reflect. You can feel it. It's tangible because you're expecting them to jump right into the stream of conflict. But when you pull back, it interrupts that process. So notice this taking place in your own life. And so here's a breathing technique you can do to interrupt that stream of conflict when you want to disengage yourself, but you're finding it hard. It can be a little bit difficult to disengage from conflict, especially when you really feel passionately about something. So this is the technique I recommend for you. It's also a popular free diving exercise. You're going to inhale through your nose, a nice, deep, long breath. And as you inhale, imagine your breath rolling up your spine, bringing your breath inward and upward. Imagine it curling around the crown of your head, rolling down your face through your nose. And as you get ready to exhale, exhale through your mouth, but don't let your breath just escape outward. Let it gently flow slowly, very slowly and evenly. So you're going to inhale, a deep inhale, rolling the breath up your spine, around the crown of your head, back down your face, taking your time to do this. And holding that pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. And when it feels right, allow yourself to exhale slowly, evenly through your mouth, allowing your breath to flow out slowly. Seeing if you can slow it down a little more each time you do this technique. Exhaling your breath fully, feeling as though you're sucking your abdomen into your spine as you exhale your full breath. Again, inhaling slowly through your nose. Bringing your breath upward and inward. Curling it around the crown of your head. And holding the pause between the inhale and exhale. And then releasing your breath through your mouth slowly. releasing your full breath. And when you do so, you feel as though your abdomen is tucked against your spine as you release that last breath. Continue doing this breathing technique and then going into your own meditation, releasing the technique and then just sitting in stillness, enjoying these beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. And if you'd like to explore meditation more in depth and learn how to meditate and be guided in half hour to 15 minute meditations, you can find a way to do that at my website. That's at sipandom.com. Sip, just like you're sipping tea, S-I-P-A-N-D, om, O-M. You might say om at the end of your meditation. And there you'll find access to a membership site, and you are invited to 2 weeks unlimited access, absolutely free, where you get access to over 1,000 meditations, as well as guides with all the techniques listed nicely for you, and journals. Because sometimes you might want to explore a particular topic in depth, and so you can have a journal customized for that week's theme. So you could pick up the Managing Conflict Journal, the Art of War Way for this week. And of course, you get access to a private Facebook group of meditators just like you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. For now, take this breathing technique. Go into your meditation, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.